Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Our good friend Christine Flowers, Daily News columnist, immigration attorney extraordinaire, and host on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Richie. How you doing?
I'm good. I loved your piece yesterday. One Italian to another, Paisan.
Yep. Well, I mean, you know, I had to laugh when the video of it is just the hypocrisy of Chris Cuomo, who every evening on CNN pretends to be the voice of reason, and then he just spirals downward because this guy just wants to get an autograph from him. I mean, you know, let's put it this way. Calling someone a Fredo is, it may not be the nicest thing to say, particularly if your name is not Fredo, but right. to immediately think that that is some kind of a racial or ethnic slur is just ridiculous, because what the guy was doing was essentially calling Chris Cuomo stupid. He was calling him ineffectual. He wasn't making a commentary about his ethnic identity. He wasn't talking about his DNA. He was saying that he was the Corleone brother who was incompetent, who was also actually the nicest Corleone brother, the one who was nicest to his mother. You know, you can imagine that Fredo was the one staying home on Saturday nights, taking home of Mama, holding the yarn as Mama was knitting and things like that. But it was just, it was the hypocrisy of a guy who regularly ridicules other people coming here and saying, oh, don't you dare do this. And then the one thing that really got me, Rich, was the fact that he actually, with a straight face, said to some of the other people in the group, are some of you guys Italian? You know, this is the N-word for my people.
Right.
First of all, I've never heard anybody talk about Italians as my people before.
Like, yeah, Chris Cuomo, the spokesman for the Italian race in America, you know?
I know.
And you wrote in your piece, your grandfather was a trash collector for the city of Philadelphia. Your Italian grandfather, and they used to call him Goomba.
Goomba was one of the nicer things that they called him. In fact, when I wrote the original column, I included some of the other things. And of course, when I got my edited version back, I knew that they would have edited out some of the other things that they called Papa. But yeah, I mean, and a lot of those immigrants, a lot of that generation, they had a dignity that people don't have today. My grandfather just did his job, let it roll off his back, and by the mere fact of not engaging with these bigots, he showed that he had more dignity and more class in his pinky than they did. And, you know, Cuomo is just, he's just such a hypocrite, because I watch him. I watch that show. I love, you know, it's always good to go behind enemy lines and see what's going on.
You gotta, or you're not an effective talk show host otherwise, you know?
Exactly. And he pretends to be so sophisticated and so tolerant and so open-minded because he has the conservatives on his show who say exactly what he wants them to say. I mean, they dance to his tune. So there's no real attempt at engagement or conversation with him. But for him to just go all off on this guy who, I mean, he may very well, the autograph seeker may very well have been trying to do like the picador in the bullfight, you know, just sort of start getting him riled up a little bit. But I think there's a legitimate case to be made that the guy just was making an offhanded comment like, hey, Fredo, you know, can I have your autograph? No one would have expected him to react that way. I mean, if he were a normal, balanced human being.
No, he lost it. It was like he was having like a roid rage or something. Christine yes. Flowers is with me. Her latest column in The Inquirer, Chris Cuomo should chill out. Fredo is not a racial slur against Italians. And Christine goes on about her own South Philly Italian history, which I love, by the way. I also love the fact that, you know, you talk about how like your ancestors and my ancestors and the people in our family, no one, none of us have ever thought the word Fredo was an ethnic slur. Like we were never taught that. We never heard that. And this is what bothers me, Christine, is that I see Chris Cuomo, and this is what's happening now, is that if the left hears a word they don't like, now all of a sudden they classify it as an ethnic slur. It never was until yesterday. Chris Cuomo even used the word Fredo, but they do this a lot, right? Words they don't like suddenly now become ethnic slurs or racist, just so that they can decide to use it conveniently like that.
Well, you made a fantastic point, too, the fact that this is something that the left sort of has patented, this idea that, if I don't like something, that becomes, it's not just offensive to me, it's offensive to an entire class of people. So, therefore, you can't use that word. You can't make any kind of a statement that's going to make me feel bad about myself. And, again, We started this conversation. This was about Chris Cuomo personally. This wasn't about every single Italian there on the street.
Right.
This happens to be about a guy who's an offensive schmuck. And the autograph seeker was basically, if at all, he was basically saying, you know, I love your statement, the lesser Cuomo. In fact, I included you in my original non-edited version of that column. I said, as my great friend Rich Cioli calls him, the lesser Cuomo. It's just...
I'm honored. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it would have been great if you said the unexpurgated version had gotten out there. But it's ridiculous. And I have to say, sadly enough, I have gotten some emails from some Italians who I have a very strong sense are not, you know, conservative Italians who are saying, Christine, you're a self-hater. How can you think that it's okay to call someone a Fredo? And I'm like, what?
Because it's never been a bad word before, ever, until Chris Cuomo decided it was. Come on, you know?
I know. And then all these great memes. I have to say, the one good thing about this is all the memes that have come out of it. Like the one with Braveheart with the face painted blue, and underneath it goes, Fredo!
Well, this is great. This is, play this for you. This is the Olive Garden. Daily Caller did this. The Olive Garden, they edited one of their commercials to take out the offensive word. Here, Christine, take a listen. Hang on,
okay, so I've done the math on this never-ending pasta bowl. There's 42 different sauce and pasta combinations.
Yeah.
And there's 7 of us.
Right.
So if we come here on 3 different nights...
Well, you do the math, I'm doing the elf.
Olive Garden's never-ending pasta bowl is back with delicious new sauces like tomato basil caprese and our Asiago garlic alf. Pick any combination of sauce and pasta, then another. Try them all for just $8.95 plus endless salad and breadsticks.
You got a sense here.
Olive Garden, when you're here, you're family.
You got to make sure nobody gets offended by hearing the word out beep. So
it's great. It's just fantastic. I watched The Godfather in honor of this last night. The original, you know, the original, and to me, The Godfather 1 is the best. Godfather 2 is very, very close, but The Godfather 1 is the best. And I'm sorry, Fredo was, somebody said to me, well, Fredo could be, you know, offensive because it means traitor. He's the guy who got whacked in the back
right.
of the boat.
No, and if anything, I thought that that the lesser Cuomo was acting like Sonny Corleone, not Fredo. Sonny was the one who couldn't control his temper, and it was a loose cannon, which is why he could never become the Don, because he couldn't control his temper. That's the way Cuomo was yesterday on the streets, like Sonny.
Yeah, it's true. And he had his kids there with him. I think he had a couple of kids along with
yeah.
him as well. So for him to be so offended at how this guy talked to him, he was the offensive one. He just turned the whole situation, escalated it into something that it didn't need to be. And the thing that really got me, Rich, was then you had Anthony Scaramucci, Chris Cuomo's new best friend, tweeting out, oh, yes, most Italians look at this as an ethnic slur. I said, what?
Right.
The mooch has lost his
friggin' mind, all right? Nobody thinks it's an ethnic slur, because it's not. Christine Flowers, great piece. I'll post a link to it. Chris Cuomo should just chill out. Fredo is not a racial slur against Italians. We love what you write. We love hearing you. Sunday, 3 to 6, right here on Talk Radio 1210. The always engaging and compelling Christine Flowers. Thank you, my dear.
Love you, too. Thanks.
We'll talk to you
Take
soon.
Care.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.